The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know, my husband Automatic is a DJ for the NBA, and one of the players wanted to talk to him last night, and I don't feel like he acknowledged him the way he should. Good morning. It's a Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So, what are you talking about?
Okay, let me tell you something. Kevin Durant, arguably one of the greatest shooters of all time. I don't even know much about basketball, and I know about Kevin Durant because of the way he loves his mother, and he just seems like a good person and all this stuff. He goes and said, what's up to Otto? And Otto's like, I like your shoes. I'm like, really? That's what you're going to say? Not, okay. Man, you're killing it. You're such a great player. How are you? Not, your shoes are cool.
Okay, first of all, on the basketball court, there's no reason to start up like a real conversation because they're working out. I'm DJing. I'm not going to have a conversation about life. That was
true.
There was just small talk. He has a new shoe that's out. I'm a sneakerhead, and that's the first thing that came to mind.
I think you got a little, as they say, wow, a little starstruck because he's one of the greatest. You don't think because he's one of the goats? Come on, a little bit.
How do I say this without sound? I've met a lot of guys, and they're all great basketball players. All of them
but
are great
very
guys.
Few are Kevin Durant.
Mm.
That is true.
And when it reminded me when you said that, I was on the red carpet at the Oscars, and Misty Copeland walks by me. Look, I've met a lot of people, but she is one of the, if not the greatest principal ballerina of all time. And she's right in front of me. She comes up to talk to me, and I'm like this. Just dead silent. I just sit. No, actually, my mouth was open. She says, hi. And I said, hi. And I just, actually, it might be the Grammys. I don't even remember. That's how starstruck. And I remember, it was the Grammys, because I said to Otto, that's Misty Copeland. He's like, well, say something. I said, I don't know what to say.
Oh, no.
I didn't even say your shoes are nice. I said nothing. It was horrible.
Like, what makes it worse, too, is when you fan out now, that celebrity is so, split up. Like, nobody... There's very few people as famous as one like Kevin Durant, right? Everybody knows that guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. My mom knows who Kevin Durant is.
Respect to Misty Copeland, and I know who she is, but I wouldn't know who she was if she was walking by me in Walmart.
Me neither.
Oh.
You know?
Yes, you would, because she's so beautiful. You'd be like, who's that? You might not know who she is. And I think I still have creepy video that I took of her.
Oh.
I know, that's horrible. I was just
like, if you go look at my Instagram right now, you can see Kevin Durant's new shoes.
Oh my gosh. All right. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Unicorn Day.
Oh, unicorn. Is there a meaning behind that?
No. Just celebrating the myth. No. I thought it was like a symbolic symbol. No, no, no.
You know,
it's a mythical figure.
Okay, let me tell you something.
No.
Otto,
no.
Do you remember when we had to tell Ava Maddox unicorns aren't real?
Unicorns aren't real, Dana?
Oh, come on. She was devastated.
I'm pretty sure that they're real.
They are not real. They're about as real as a Pegasus, a flying horse, anywhere. What's next?
It is International ASMR Day.
Oh, ASMR Day. We have to sleep with either thunderstorm sounds or ocean sounds. And I just found out this lady makes $350,000 a year on YouTube eating pickles.
What?
Yeah, munching with her mouth open. Just, that's her job.
She just crunches pickles in people's ears?
Otto, and people subscribe and pay her $350,000.
All these years I've been doing it to you for free.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We have a pilot who's about to talk to us about new policies at airlines that are asking for extra money if you are too big to fly in one seat. But who determines this, right? Erica on TikTok has gone viral because of the way she was treated. So this is what happened to her. And then we're going to talk to William.
I get to the bag check downstairs. The agent there, she said something about, are you interested in something about our extra room? And I said this out loud to her. I go, wait, do you mean like an extra seat? And she goes, yeah. And I go, oh, wait, are you saying I need an extra seat because I'm bigger? And she goes, it's for the safety and comfort of other passengers.
Gosh, that is so embarrassing that everyone had to hear that. Yeah. She's at the counter. It's in public. Okay, William, you're a pilot. So tell me why airlines do this, and is this fair?
I don't think it's fair, but I understand definitely where they're coming from, because it's always two sides of the coin. You were commenting on if a tall person is spilling over into your seat, and I understand that because I'm 6'2".
Okay,
and I always try to sit in the aisle. I understand that. And I understand that when the flight attendants are bringing the cart down the
you have to move to the right or to the left. You got to scooch over.
And that's
right?
why I sit in the window, because I hate getting hit by that cart.
Yeah. Oh, I will try to pay extra and sit on the exit row, because I know a lot of tall people, we're the ones that go for the exit row. I don't mind sitting there.
You get extra leg room. You have, it's like first class that you don't have to pay for. Yes, sir.
Yes.
But you're going to charge people. Like, how would you feel if they said, sir, you're too tall, you have to pay more money? Like, who determines the weight? Who determines that? In my opinion, William, it's discrimination. Unless you have a height, something.
I've actually seen this happen before, and they'll bring out another seatbelt, almost kind of like as a tester.
An extender?
Yeah, and if you can't click it, then they're going to make you buy another seat.
Yes, and let me add this. I'm a private pilot. What y'all have to realize that flight attendants and service people who work for the airlines are trained to look at people. You have to understand, a lot of people don't understand this. When you get on a plane, the average weight that they have considered for a person is 180 pounds.
Ooh.
Planes are dictated by weight and balance.
We are above average in this country, William.
Okay. Yes, we're way above average. Way above average. When you load a plane, you have to load up people accordingly. A lot of people think you can just get on a plane, the plane will be able to take off. That is not true.
William, are you telling me this is a safety issue?
You can look it up on Google. You can look it up anywhere else and look up weight and balance for a plane. It is serious.
I do. I have had, when I get on, they'll say, can you go to the back because we don't have a lot of people on the plane? And they ask, they spread people out. I do understand that. But they're also, and you know this as a pilot, they're building these planes, making the seats smaller and smaller so that they can fit more and more people on. Well, that's going to affect weight. That's also going to affect price of tickets. That's going to affect all of these things. And I do understand it, but you better come up with a standard, because this woman, in my opinion, she can win a discrimination lawsuit because she doesn't even need an extender. And they did this to her. Just because somebody's having a bad day does not make it okay for you to attack me because I look a little bit bigger. And what I need for you to do, William, is hang on, because you said private pilot. Hold on. Producer Jack is going to get your number, sir. Don't hang up. No, I think we could go round and round about this topic. In the end.
Oh, round.
In the end, if you're going to have a policy, make it clear by height, by size. I understand the safety. But my girl here, Erica, if you need an attorney, call me. I've got the name of someone who can help you out. 877-730-DCS1 to call or text.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Wireless Festival with Kanye West headlining has been canceled. Kanye has made a statement. We're going to read it and talk about what he is asking from his fans and those who are upset with him after celebrity birthdays. Anthony A.
We have Kristen Stewart and Lil Nas X celebrating their birthday.
Oh, wow.
You nicknamed my daughter after the Loch Ness Monster?
All right, so Kanye West was set to headline London's Wireless Festival. Well, the UK said, nah, you can't come in, love. They're not allowing him.
The entire country banned him. That's crazy.
Well, because of the anti-Semitic statements that he's made, the terrible propaganda that he's pushed, worn, spoken about. I mean, there's been a lot. Now, he has apologized, right? He came out and said he's suffering from mental illness. He's now on his meds. He talked about it even on stage. And here's his latest statement. He says, I know words aren't enough. I'll have to show change through my actions. If you're open, I'm here. He wants to go to the UK and have a discussion with the Board of Deputies of British Jewish People. I think that he needs to go a little bit more with this. I think he needs to have an open discussion with whomever he wants, maybe 60 Minutes, a publication or a news source that is, credible, and talk about his mental illness above anything. Because people that don't understand mental illness, they just think he's stupid, he's crazy, how could he do this? He's sick. He's a sick person, and without his medication, these are the things he does.
And he also has to have the patience to allow his fan base the opportunity to deal with their own timeline and when they want to forgive him. Like, just because you apologize to me doesn't mean I have to forgive you overnight. It's going to take time for the things that you said and the way you've let people down.
And obviously he sold out two shows, right? So there are a lot of people who love Kanye and don't care.
Oh, yeah.
But then there's a lot of people who do. He's the kind of star who invokes that kind of passion. Love, hate, respect, anger, you know, all these things. I love that you said that, though, Anthony. You don't have to just say, cool, we're good. You said you're sorry. Because how many times have we all been duped? Right? Yeah, he says he's sorry and he comes back and he does something again.
I could count twice, but I'm not going to go into it. But yeah, definitely twice for me.
And it's hurtful. Can we not be honest with some of the things he said? I know you remember when he did this.
When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice.
That happened at the TMZ offices. And I remember, I don't know the man's name. Somebody can call me and remind me. But he stood up and told Kanye, nope, not going to happen, and pushed back on him. And Kanye kind of got quiet. That's one thing that Kanye, I think, made mistakes with. He didn't surround himself with people who loved him. And the people who loved him, he stopped trusting them. I know everybody hates on the Kardashians and stuff, but you got to give Kim credit. She tried so hard to get him the help. He gets to see his children anytime he wants. And I think his wife now obviously loves him, too, because she's working on getting him help.
Yeah, I mean, Kim K suffered through mental episodes for
years,
a decade. Yeah,
years.
And she, you're right. She always tried to help him. But shout out to his new wife. She's the one who really has got him on the right track.
I hope he sits down with a credible network and has the discussion and really teaches people about mental illness, because he is an incredible artist. He's just sick and he has to be on his meds.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, there was trouble on the Artemis too, and I got so concerned. The toilet stopped working. No!
For all the things to go out.
I know. Can you even imagine?
It's so embarrassing.
Who blew up the toilet? So I heard one of the astronauts, I think it was Christina Cook, she made this announcement. She was like, don't use the toilet. You have to use the CCC something. I was like, what is that? It's a collapsible porta potty. Oh, my gosh.
Mm, wow. I think that's on TikTok shop.
It is not on TikTok shop.
Yeah, it is. It's like only $14.99.
It is not on TikTok shop. Okay, it is not there. I'm thinking to myself, how do you go to a private place and use that porta potty? Oh my gosh.
I don't think that happens. I think that you're really, really personal with everyone. You get to know each other really well.
That is awful. I would hold it. I'm sorry. I would hold it until we're back on Earth.
That's one of the reasons you're not an astronaut.
One of many, Otto. So astronaut Christina Cook actually made the repair. She fixed it.
Okay, let's Christina, go. We're ready for you to attempt reactivation of toilet by removing the urine hose from the cradle. Please allow it to run for 1 minute, and then if that's joy, you can deactivate toilet and give us a call.
It works.
And it works! Yes! Yes! Think about this. You're like math major, science, blah, blah, a.k.a. plumber, all of the above.
Yeah, it's not going to replace that job.
Heck no, it's not, Otto.
That actually sounds like the beginning of like a Joe Dirt sequel. I know we've referenced Joe Dirt a lot, but anyway.
If you have not seen the American classic Joe Dirt, oh my gosh, one of the greatest movies of all time, and his best friend is a meteor, which I'm assuming that's why. You brought that up right now. I understand what it's like having to go to the bathroom in a small space, obviously not in space, but man, you know, I do not like going in those porta potties.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I can't even imagine living inside of this space shuttle, because I don't like to go to the restroom when there's anyone else in the bathroom.
Otto, you sit there and talk to me. You sit there and share memes with me.
That's you. But I'm talking about if I'm like in a public restroom, if there's somebody who's already going in the bathroom in there, I find another restroom on a different floor or somewhere else, because I can't go next to somebody.
Why does it matter so much?
I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to hear anybody.
Turn your music on or do something.
I don't want them to have to listen to my phone. That's another weird thing. If you're in the bathroom and you're going to the bathroom, can you please turn off your phone or mute it or something? I don't need to listen to you.
Yeah. The other day I was in the stall and someone came in having a full-fledged conversation. Well, then I couldn't get comfortable, because I'm like, I can't get comfortable. You're on the phone.
Or they have their YouTube clips going full blast. And I'm like, I don't care about what you're watching.
You guys are about to learn a lot about me right now.
What, Anthony?
I prefer to be in the nude when it's happening.
No, Anthony, what?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I told you guys you're about to learn. Hello, what's up? I just said that, okay? I prefer to be
in the buck.
My, In the buck.
In the buff. Isn't it in the buff?
In the buff, yes.
Something like that.
Well, nothing on me is buff at all.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Gosh, this dad, Jason Gahn, is going viral because he spent 20 months learning to play the saxophone to surprise his son and future daughter at their wedding. Take a listen.
It's my sincere gift to both of you. Remember my main reason, which tell you nothing is not possible. If you put your mind, everything is possible. I love you both and all the best.
And right now, let's go.
So nothing is not possible with everything. He took 20 months of his life, 3 times a week. For all that time, he would go, he would leave the house for 1 hour and go practice and then practice at home. His wife, finally, he had to tell her. He was trying to hide it from his wife. But he's like, I had to tell her where I was going. I was disappearing for an hour a day.
Also, you can't really cover up a blaring saxophone either.
So that's
God bless
true.
His wife for...
Especially when somebody's learning to play it. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I remember when we got married, Otto, you're not the most romantic guy. You know, you've never been like super sensitive. You are...
I'll
it
take
is,
that. Yeah.
It is, you are who you are, and I love you for it. But the vows that you wrote and you read at the church had everybody in tears. I remember having to read my vows after, and I couldn't even do it. And our dance, Anthony, oh my gosh. Otto blew me. He doesn't dance either. He blew me away. We danced to Etta James.
I was practicing coming up to that point, though, because I knew I was going to have to dance in front of people.
The dancing part, Automatic does have a good rhythm. So the dancing part is not a shocker to me. The shocker to me is Automatic actually public speaking in front of everybody.
Oh, and with love, and he stood there and he did it, and we were just all, everybody was just crying.
Automatic, do you remember any of the vows that you said to Dana?
I actually have them on one of my old phones that's in my dresser that's next to my bed, in my bedside dresser.
It's like a BlackBerry.
I think it's a BlackBerry. So, yeah, it was from a long time ago, dude.
Anthony, I know obviously you're not married or anything, but do you think about your wedding? Is that something that you dream about?
Oh, my God, no. Not at all. Maybe like the party. I think about getting all my friends together and having a good time with all my homies. That's what I think about. But this story, honestly, this story get triggered flashbacks. When I was playing the saxophone in middle school, I was so bad that my mom and my stepdad made me go practice by the ditch.
No.
I have very distinctive flashbacks to me practicing my saxophone by the ditch
because
I was so loud and horrible.
I just keep thinking about Anthony playing the sax by the river. Like, Llorona hated you. Like, God bless. What is going on?
It's like, send that boy back to his house.
That is the worst sound, though. When Ava was learning the clarinet, our daughter, the neighbors would bang. Oh. We had an apartment. They would bang on the ceiling for her to stop doing it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.